આપ છો SBS રેડિયો ગુજરાતીની સાથે.
હેલો એન્ડ વેલકમ ટુ SBS ગુજરાતી. ટુડે વી આર જોઈન્ડ બાય જુલિયન હિલ, ધ આસિસ્ટન્ટ મિનિસ્ટર ફોર સિટીઝનશીપ, કસ્ટમ્સ એન્ડ મલ્ટીકલ્ચરલ અફેર્સ એન્ડ આસિસ્ટન્ટ મિનિસ્ટર ફોર ઇન્ટરનેશનલ એજ્યુકેશન. વિલ બી ડિસ્કસિંગ ધ ફેડરલ ગવર્મેન્ટ્સ ક્રેકડાઉન ઓન અનએથિકલ માઇગ્રેશન એજન્ટ્સ, ધ મેઝર્સ બીંગ ઇન્ટ્રોડ્યુસ ટુ ઇમ્પ્રુવ ટ્રાન્સપરન્સી એન્ડ એકાઉન્ટેબિલિટી ઇન માઇગ્રેશન એડવાઇસ સેક્ટર, એન્ડ વોટ સપોર્ટ ઇઝ અવેલેબલ ફોર માઇગ્રન્ટ્સ અફેક્ટેડ બાય એજન્ટ્સ મિસકન્ડક્ટ. We will also talk about government's latest investment in Asian education and how it aims to strengthen Australia's multicultural and Asia-focused future. Minister Hill, thank you so very much for joining us at SBS Gujarati today.
Great to be with you, Vatsal, and your listeners.
Minister, there has been an increase in disciplinary action against migration agents for misconduct in recent months. What are the major concerns the government is currently seeing in this sector?
Well, the Labor government has made significant investments in increasing the resources to crack down on dodgy migration agents as well as scam, fake migration agents. The vast majority of agents do the right thing, registered agents. But there are vulnerable Australians, many people who pay thousands of dollars to some agents, a small minority, who rip them off and misuse the visa system. It is a very complex system for many people in Australia, and people making big, important life decisions or trying to connect with family or facilitate business and economic activity will often seek the of a professional migration agent, and we encourage that. But it's important that Australians, whatever their background, can trust that when they visit a registered migration agent, they're doing the right thing. And so this crackdown has been because the government's invested more resources in the Office for Migration Agent Registration Authority to go after these small minority of agents. And you've seen perhaps some media reports, but some recent activity has seen two agents deregistered who've been long-standing in the profession but were caught out making fake, dodgy protection claims and were not people of integrity.
Minister, what specific steps is the government taking to crack down on unethical migration agents and improve transparency and accountability in this system?
Well, as I said, the government has tripled the number of staff in OMARA, which is the Migration Agent Registration Authority. OMARA is the body in Home Affairs that looks after migration agents' registration and investigations. I'd encourage any of your listeners, if they want to seek the services of a migration agent, to visit the official OMARA website, to have a look at the biographies of the registered agents, and to seek the services of one of those registered agents, so, and also migration lawyers, of course, for more complex matters often, can also provide service. But in the small minority of cases where one of your listeners or a family or friend is not happy with the service from an agent or thinks that they've been doing something wrong, then I encourage them to report that agent to OMARA, to report the conduct. OMARA can investigate. They've got strong powers to investigate. And they can impose a range of sanctions, ranging from agreements to change conduct to fines, or in more extreme cases, as we've seen in recent times, to remove the registration of an agent. OMARA can take anonymous reports as well as have their own investigative powers to track down agents who are doing the wrong thing.
Minister, many migrants, especially new arrivals and international students who may not know how to identify a legitimate migration agent, what advice would you give to those people seeking migration assistance in Australia?
Oh, well, a couple of things. Firstly, always ever use a registered agent. You can go to the OMARA website to find a list of registered agents. All people can seek advice from a proper Australian lawyer. Beyond those two, there's only very limited exempt persons who can give any kind of migration advice. So I'd encourage people only to use registered agents. We're also seeing, and many of your listeners will be seeing on social media, on websites and on the internet, what I'd call scam agents. If people check these agents out on the Amara website, they're not actually registered. And in Australia, if you're not a registered agent or a lawyer, then providing migration advice or assistance, helping people to fill out forms, telling them what they should do, is illegal. It is not legal in Australia to provide migration assistance unless you're a registered agent. So it's really important people understand that. If you're seeing any of those ads on social media for scam agents, please report them. And the final bit of advice, I just want to make sure everyone's really clear. We welcome people who come to Australia for genuine purposes, whether that's international students for a temporary visit or working holiday makers or temporary workers. But Australians rightly expect that when someone has finished their time in Australia, that they've finished their course, they've finished their graduate visa, if they have not secured, say, skilled migration, they need to go home. One of the big problems that we've seen emerge is there's been too many people who've been advised by agents or read stuff on the internet to then take a protection claim, a humanitarian claim. People who take fake protection claims, who are not genuine refugees, who just don't want to go home, will be rejected, they'll be deported from Australia, and they'll never be allowed to come back. So don't do it.
Minister, a large number of migrants also deal with overseas-based migration agents who may not be registered in Australia but still influence Australian visa applications. Since their action directly impact Australia's migration system, what is the government doing to address this issue?
Well, a couple of things. Where they're associated with education providers, which is often the case, then in Australia, registered education providers are responsible for the conduct of their agents and that they need to know who the agents are, who they're working with, if they have a commercial relationship with those agents, first point. Second point, I would really advise your listeners and their family and friends overseas not to use unregistered agents from overseas. They've got no consumer protection. These people will not fully understand Australian law. And if it sounds too good to be true, you're getting a cheap price, then it probably is too good to be true.
And Minister, if a migration agent is suspended or found guilty of wrongdoing while handling someone else's visa matter, what kind of support or protections are available for those affected applicants? And how does the government ensure these individuals are not unfairly disadvantaged?
Well, these are issues that I'd encourage people, if they feel that they've been taken advantage of by an agent, to take up with Amara. Registered agents are required to have professional insurance. That's, you know, those things are part of the process to be a registered agent. And I'd also just highlight that overwhelmingly, Australians, people who choose to use a registered migration agent in Australia, can be confident that the vast majority of the time the agent's professional, they provide good advice, there's a lot of competition in the sector and a lot of agents available to do work who do have the skills. And if you use one of those agents, almost always you can be confident in the service that you're getting. In that small minority of cases where someone's been found to do the wrong thing, if they've been deregistered, and their clients have been disadvantaged, then they may need to seek advice from another agent or a lawyer. They may be eligible for compensation if there's proper insurance and so on in place. And in a very tiny number of cases where someone's had serious disadvantage from the behaviour of an agent, then a lawyer may be able to advise on other options to remedy the migration problem.
Thank you so much, Minister, for talking to us on this very important topic.
આ પ્રકારની વધુ માહિતી મેળવવા માંગો છો? અમને સાંભળી શકશો એપલ પોડકાસ્ટ, ગૂગલ પોડકાસ્ટ, સ્પોટીફાય કે જ્યાં પણ તમે તમારા પોડકાસ્ટ મેળવતા હોવ.